With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The Renewable Fuels Association, Growth Energy, and the National Corn Growers Association released a statement regarding the lack of progress toward a legislative solution offering consumers permanent year-round E15 access. After reaching an impasse in January, House leaders agreed to establish an E15 Rural Domestic Energy Council, which was charged with reaching a deal on consensus legislation no later than February 15th. No such deal was announced as the deadline passed. House leaders already have bipartisan census legislation that has broad support from the overwhelming majority of biofuels, agriculture, fuel retail, and oil refining interests, that coming from the leaders of the three groups in their statement. The solution is there on the table, and we urge council members to refocus their attention on proposals that already have widespread support. They also said E15 champions in Congress and the administration understand that voters want more American-made energy, lower pump prices, and a stronger farm economy. The USDA announced proposed updates to federal line speed regulations of poultry and pork establishments operating under modern inspection systems. The agency said these updates reflect years of data and experience and are designed to help lower costs for American families, reduce outdated regulatory barriers for processors, and support a more efficient and resilient food supply. These updates remove outdated bottlenecks so that we can lower production costs and create greater stability in our food system, said Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. The changes would allow eligible establishments to operate at speeds supported by their processes, equipment, and food safety performance. The Food Safety and Inspection Service would maintain full oversight and retain the authority for its inspectors to slow or stop operations whenever inspection cannot be performed effectively. The proposals are intended to help establishments that have operated under waivers, pilots, and temporary measures for years by giving them more certainty. Farmers are always interested in growing more resilient crops that can survive tough conditions. Researchers at the University of Missouri may have literally gotten to the root of the challenge. Researchers have discovered how a specific protein known as SRFR1 plays a critical role in how deeply plant roots grow underground. What's even more promising is that they unlocked a way to manipulate this protein to encourage longer root growth, which is a trait that can potentially help plants better withstand drought. The breakthrough could pave the way for genetically engineered seeds that produce more resilient crops. Depending on the environment, plants sometimes need a longer or shorter root, and we discovered the protein that helps regulate the outcome, said Walter Gossman, the Missouri College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources. Now that we have learned what this protein does, we can manipulate it to help the plant thrive in various environments. Over 1 million FFA members, alumni, and supporters will celebrate National FFA Week from February 21st through the 28th. It's an annual tradition coordinated by the National FFA Organization to share the real value of FFA and the impact it has on members every day. National FFA Week is a time when we showcase the collective impact of FFA nationwide, said National FFA Advisor Dr. Travis Park. Throughout FFA, we see our members stepping up as leaders, innovators, and advocates for agriculture. Park also said this happens through the dedication of agriculture teachers, FFA alumni, and supporters. The six national FFA officers will travel across the country to connect with members during the week, leading workshops, delivering keynote talks, and interacting with students on a more personal level. Trey Myers, National FFA president, said, "I'm really looking forward to being in North Carolina and seeing FFA show up in so many different ways." That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.